This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer Redux. When I say Redux, we're doing this again every week at this time. An overview of what's going on in the food, family, and farm department. The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family first generation. Actually, my farm is mine. It was not my family's. I bought it. I bought a couple, two or three farms actually around where I grew up and still live and still have my interest. As a matter of fact, I think with each passing year, my interest in the farm grows. I hope that's the case with you and your family. I know there's a lot of pressure from big companies to buy out your land or to buy up your means of production, but I hope that we're more and more finding a way to resist that. It'll be interesting to see what a presidency under Biden will bring. The last few presidents, Obama's Secretary of Agriculture was a disgrace. Certainly Trump's was a disgrace. It's like they don't pay attention anymore because farming's not important. At least it isn't until we run out of food. I would think that the most important thing on the mind of a new president would be how do we fix the problems in our food supply chain, which are myriad. One of the things that I'm addressing as the spokesperson, at least here, I guess I'm self-declared as the spokesperson for the family farmer, but because I am one, I understand benefits. One of the things that's happened here, and I found myself enjoying it, we sort of having an Indian summer. I don't even remember using that term for a long time, but it was, when I was a kid, one of the real things that we were thankful for. You get into the end of October, the 1st of November, things would change, stuff stops growing, and we, you know, the means of production is more or less over. I always find myself, though, in a predicament, I guess, a matter of speaking, because I never have enough time to get all my haying done. So I'm still haying. There's actually one town that came to me and wanted me to do clean off some of the fields. It was decent first crop that was still there, so we're using it for goats and stuff. And then second crop, baled a bunch of that yesterday. And it's refreshing that at this point in November, we can be still actively farming. Nothing's growing, but Indian summer is cool, and we should acknowledge it. It feels like an early spring day for lots of us, I think, going on out of the field. It's nice, warm weather, and so let's all enjoy it. Meanwhile, in the news department, I see, interestingly enough, some news about Panera Bread. About 10 years ago, Panera became the first national restaurant chain to disclose the calorie counts on its menu items. And so now what they're doing, they're changing their labeling to indicate whether the food they are serving is climate friendly. I thought that was kind of interesting. Salad, sandwiches, soups, that sort of thing. If they have a footprint less than 5.38 kilograms of carbon dioxide equivalent, and who knows how they come up with that. That's a wonder of modern math, I think, in science. The menu item carries a badge proclaiming the entree to be cool food. That's what that's the designation. Maybe it is cool in any number of ways, but it's interesting to think about that. Panera worked with the environmental think tank. Let's see here. What's the name of this outfit? I didn't know what it was, but I don't know. It's not important what the think tank's name is. It's just important what they have done. The CEO of Panera said that the change is meant to raise awareness about the link between food, farm, and greenhouse gas emissions. You know that I have been pretty wild on this when it comes to people who complain about methane gas that comes out of cows and what they really don't know. The problem with a lot of the advocates that are around these days, and who knows that better than us, the family farmers, people come, you know, it's been, in some ways it's been good. There's always good and bad with anything that is a sort of modern movement. I find it helpful to have people give me constructive criticism or thoughts about what I ought to do, maybe something to think about on the farm that I hadn't thought about. But when it comes to things that people know little or nothing about, I am the first to stand in line and go toe-to-toe, head-to-head, finger-to-finger with somebody who tells me that cows are a danger to mankind's survival. That is the biggest load of cow manure. And it really, you know, I've gone through my philosophy or my theory or the facts any number of times. When you watch what comes out of the rear end of a cow when it hits the ground, go back a day later and look at all the green around that poop. That's because the microbes that have been created basically in the digestive system of a cow enhance the value of the land. What are we doing? And this is the overall, this is the important question. What are we doing as farmers? What's the American public doing in general to understand that in order to produce good food, we have to have good soil? And we don't have good soil because of the extrapolation of all the good, the nourishment that's come as a result of using all the stuff from Monsanto. And how many of us are really thinking about what we are doing to the soil? We put all those chemicals in it that do help the corn grow, the beans grow, the hay grow, whatever it is that we have in large scale, but it doesn't do any good. In fact, it depletes the value of the soil. And so that's why we need to be focused on what we put back in the soil, because sooner or later, it's not going to be there to service as well as it needs to, as we find more and more people challenged because they don't have enough food. I find something this week going on in New York State to be an idea for expanding dairy innovation wherever you are. If you're a family farmer, and this is where we've had the most challenge for sure in America, the huge mega dairies, these big, this isn't a farm, this is a factory where they grow milk. Well, that's not what the dairy farmers that I know do. And so this is something you might want to take note of. Part of agriculture in New York and the dairy promotion group have created Milk Launch, which is a competition that will be run by Venture Fuel, a firm that builds custom programs to futurize farming. Milk Launch encourages entrepreneurs to introduce new dairy products with the goal of boosting dairy sales wherever it is. So, in this case, they're giving $200,000 to the most innovative finalist, coming up with an idea that will help milk get more attention and be used more. Some of the top food scientists from Cornell University are involved in this as well, improving the quality, the product marketing, that sort of thing. Because milk, you know, no matter how you slice it, real milk is really very good for you and your systems for the most part. 99% of the time. If you're lactose intolerant, drink raw milk if you can find it. Products in this contest must contain 50% fluid milk, have sales of less than $250,000, and the winners must commit that all the milk will be sourced from New York producers. So every one of you in different states, like Wisconsin, in Vermont, other states that are big dairy states, why don't you do this? I think it's a great idea. Competition to expand dairy innovation. I'm Doug Steffen, here to help you get it right. If you need to shape up your body, shape up your life, the virus, as you know, has been caused, or the number of people who have died are usually, I think, 95% of them are obese. So we got to take a fresh look at many of the unhealthy lifestyle choices that we make. And, you know, I saw a story that indicated the average American has put on as much as 30 pounds. Lifestyle choices in the age of COVID, if you're obese, it's death. It is. It's death anyway, but this hurries it up. Ken Kronhaus, one of the doctors we have on the Good Day Health Show, says very frequently, how often have you seen a 90-year-old obese person? You haven't, because they don't exist. Don't live that long. Want to live long and be happy? What is it? Live long and prosper? Sounds like something from Star Trek, but it's from Calitrin that I quote. They're stimulant-free, drug-free. If you go into the website, toploss.com, you can see what makes up this product and why it is so successful. It's just the word I've been using lately is awesome. No side effects, no problems with digestion. When you take this stuff, it goes right to work on your body, with collagen being the main ingredient, helping to build muscle and push out the fat. That's what it's all about. Take four capsules before you go to bed every night, and you will see over a 3 to 6 month period that you've lost the weight and you're keeping it off. And that's a prize in and of itself. Buy three and get three free. Use the discount code DJV when you check out. Don't have to pay for shipping, and you get these great deals. The best thing of all, though, no matter what it costs, is that it's successful. It'll save your life. Calitrin, available at toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. It's surgery to repair the valve leading to the largest chamber in your heart, the mitral valve.
Normally, when we do surgery, we'll make an incision in the front and go through the breastbone. That's called a sternotomy.
But for more than a decade, heart surgeons at Mayo Clinic, like Dr. Richard Daly, have also performed a less invasive mitral valve surgery using a robot.
We make small incisions over on the side between the ribs. We have the hands of the robot inside the chest. They are moved by a surgeon who sits at a console. The robot replicates that surgeon's movements very precisely.
Patients treated robotically enjoy a more rapid recovery, and after performing nearly 1,000 of these procedures, the success rate at Mayo Clinic is 99%.
We get better visibility than with an open surgery technique, and we have equal movement of the hands and dexterity to be able to do the surgery.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
A lot of small businesses, small farmers, and the focus on what they do, that's what I'm trying to promote here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, now introducing you to Ryan Horwath, who is the fleet manager of Sitka Salmon Shares. This is a mouthful and a half. SitkaSalmonShares.com, the website. You are in Alaska, and thus the reference to the Kodiak fleet. The salmon is better from there than anywhere else in the world, is it not, Ryan?
Absolutely. Some of the best managed fisheries in the world, and they sort of set a precedence for how the rest of the nation handles fisheries management.
And I notice you're described as a jig fisherman. What's that?
So jigging is basically a hook on a line. We actually use about 10. And then we use machines. You can use fishing rods, too, on the East Coast. These guys are going out in small boats and just using a regular fishing pole with, two or three hooks and little rubber jigs on them, and they bounce them up and down. Sometimes you use bait. I don't want to give away any trade secrets here. Depending on what you're targeting, you know, they have different things they like to chase, and so it's very, very simple, non-invasive, non-destructive form of fishing.
It would seem to me that you're setting up what would be called on the rest of the farms a CSA. You have shares that you sell in the catch for people back down here in the States, is that right?
Yeah, it's based off of the CSA model, and we just added an F because it's fisheries and fish instead of agriculture.
So it's an FSA. You go up
CSF.
CSF, oh, okay, all right. The idea of bringing the fish down from Alaska to places all over the Midwest, that is something I want to sort of pursue with you, because this, you're supported in a rather unique way. And so we'll get to that as we give you more ideas. Ryan Horwath, Kodiak Fleet Manager of Sitka Salmon Shares, here on the American Family Farmer.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome to the farm.
Focus on family farming, food, and things that we can do to make ourselves more valuable. Here's a great idea. I don't know that the average farmer can do this, although I think Ryan Horwath is with us from Sitka Salmon Shares, which is a CSF. The idea of having this perhaps tied into other markets. There are a lot of places, at least where I am here in New England, Ryan, that have fish now, and they have beef, they have pork, they have lamb, and they don't, the CSA doesn't grow. The CSA normally here, traditionally, is a vegetable producer, but they bring in these others. When I was selling raw milk on my dairy farm, I had several fisheries come in to sell their product with the CSA that people would get for the milk. So is that how this works? It doesn't have to be just a fish thing. It can be combined with others. I would think that'd give you a broader market, right?
Yeah, and that's how the CSF actually started. Is we were teaming up with other CSAs in the Midwest, and it became logistically a nightmare as we grew. So we decided to just deliver ourselves to people's doors. So that's proven to be more effective and more consistent for our model, but we're definitely into partnerships. We're always, you know, doing events with farmers and on farms because we're facing the same battles essentially.
Right. And the huge fishing cooperatives and the fishermen that are out there work for the huge fish, the Gortons and all these other characters that are overfishing. So I guess I'm interested. You talk about your model. How does it work? Do you, you know, I'm thinking about, probably sounds silly, The Deadliest Catch, that TV show where the fish are captured and they're put in, you're laughing, put into ice. Right. Well, so tell us how it actually happens. What happens when you catch these fish?
So we don't quite fish like they do on that show. That's king crab fishing in the Bering Sea, which I've done. My uncle had fished up there since the 70s, and then it was sort of my dream to do what he did, so I did that as well. For a short time, but that is a great, and they explained that on the show a little bit. I've only seen a couple episodes, but they did talk about how at one time there was 250 boats harvesting this quota that the state had set you know, for that species. And they, they've consolidated down to about 60 boats, and it's probably even less than that now. And that is under the rationalization program. The problem with that is that it leads to corporations coming in and purchasing the quota. And, like, I don't know if you've heard what's going on the East Coast there with, you know, a hedge fund trying to acquire the rights to catch fish and then lease them back to fishermen.
Oh, yeah.
So what we're trying to do is trying to keep it open for, you know, younger fishermen to get into the business. And by doing this direct from Alaska to consumers model, the CSF, we're able to do that instead of having this pressure to over-harvest the resource and then essentially ship it out of the country for cheap processing and only to have it re-imported. So we're trying to keep it in the U.S., trying to keep it within our...
So
our
go over that again. That may have confused some of these.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So we catch our fish in Alaska. We have our own plant, and then, like in Kodiak, we use a couple partner plants, and then we catch and process the fish up there. Then we ship it down to our Galesburg, Illinois warehouse, where we distribute from there.
All over Illinois, all over the Midwest, all over the country.
We're doing all over the country right now.
You are.
And, yeah.
All right, I want to talk about how expansive that is and how you manage to do that and pull it off and make it successful as we continue here on Telling Success Stories to help people involved in every aspect of agriculture on the American Family Farmer.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From the Chevy Volt EV to the Tesla, electric vehicles are becoming more and more popular. And one of the big benefits is obviously savings in gas. But as Mark Marmer from Signature Electric explains, there's an even bigger benefit to driving an EV.
So I would tell you that the clearest benefit of an electric vehicle in general is the simplicity of the vehicle. The vehicle itself is a very simple machine. I liken it to sort of your blender. It's got a motor, something to make it go faster and slower, and some place to get electricity. That's just about it. If you compare that to the, you know, thousands of moving parts that need oil and wear out one on the other in terms of a gasoline engine, if you sort of started from the ground up and said, well, we have these two choices, I think that the gasoline engine would look silly in a way.
Check out the Signature Electric YouTube channel for more on electric vehicles.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia is heading to a recount. The state of Georgia will hand count every ballot cast in the 2020 presidential election, according to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
With the margin being so close, it will require a full by-hand recount in each county. This will help build confidence. It will be an audit, a recount, and a recanvass all at once.
The counting of more than 5 million votes will need to be completed by November 20th, the state's deadline to certify election results. Earlier in the day on Wednesday, President Donald Trump was declared the winner of Alaska's three electoral votes, taking the state with 57% of the vote compared to former Vice President Joe Biden's 37. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan was also declared the winner in his bid for re-election. Election officials said results were delayed so long because workers needed time to verify precinct registers to guard against potential double votes. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong have resigned in protest of the expulsion of four of their colleagues. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The entirety of Hong Kong's elected pro-democracy opposition announced its resignation Wednesday in protest over the expulsion of four lawmakers. Communist China passed a resolution giving local authorities broad new powers to quash dissent, likely marking the end of political opposition in the city. The resolution from China allows Hong Kong's executive to expel elected lawmakers directly without having to go through the courts. Under the new ruling, lawmakers who are deemed to promote or support Hong Kong's independence, or who refuse to acknowledge Beijing's sovereignty, will immediately lose their qualifications. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tech stocks recovered some of their losses from earlier this week, lifting the S&P and NASDAQ into the green. The S&P 500 closed just under a percent higher, while the NASDAQ jumped 2%. And we could be seeing the future of restaurants in a post-pandemic world. Tim Berg has the latest details of a new-look Chipotle from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The American Family Farmer, a weekly presentation of my production company and the folks around the country and around the world that are competing successfully in the age of big ag and pushing the little guys around. They have no qualms. They have no one of the things that Ryan Horowath was telling us, he's from Sitka Salmon Shares, and they have a community-supported fishery, a CSF. The hedge funds trying to buy up everything, including fishing rights. You know, anything where there's money, these guys are trying to buy it up. There's a podcast now that we have every week. We do an AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, a podcast of some of the important farm news. And one of the things that we talk about on the podcast that's most recently posted at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the fewer and fewer cows that are milked every day, but production continuing to go up because of the way that business has run. It isn't a farm, it's a factory. We also meet Mark Castor, who's the founder of Organic Eye, on this podcast. He spent most of his life advocating for family farmers, working to ensure the integrity of the organic label, which has been bastardized by the government and big ag, as you can imagine. He made a shift to organic agriculture back in the 80s. He was sick. He changed his eating habits, a very organic diet, and that's he restored his health. And now he bought a 160-acre organically managed farm in southwestern Wisconsin, and his operation, Organic Eye, endeavors to leverage the experience of the management and staff of the farm to help others who want to be research-wise and otherwise true to the organic label. It's a good conversation, it really is, educating you about things like erosion of the soil, foundational precepts of the organic movement, that kind of thing. So anyway, and then I talk about fake milk. Most of the chocolate milk you see in the stores comes from Spain. You figure that out. You can try to figure it out. All of this for discussion purposes and to listen to the snapshot of our program on AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. I said Ryan Horwath is here. He's the field manager, the fleet manager for Sitka Salmon Shares, community-supported fishery, goes to Alaska. How much time did you say you spent a year up there fishing? And do you not need to be, or doesn't somebody have to be fishing all the time, or can you get enough of a catch to satisfy your needs in a few months, Ryan?
So there's about 25 fishermen in Sitka and a few in Kodiak that are harvesting all the shares for our members. And that's really how the model works is people sign up beforehand, and then we know how much to go target and catch. I'm up there about 6 months, and then I'm down here in western New York. I'm actually in Buffalo right now where we're doing, engaging the customers and telling them our story and getting them to sign up for shares.
Yeah. What's the biggest tool, the best tool, the most successful tool in your toolbox to get people to sign up, to get the members on board?
Our most successful and cheapest way to do it is farmers markets. And they've led us into a lot of local producer only markets because we are, essentially fighting the same fight as small family farmers. Even though we're coming from Alaska down to the Midwest and to Buffalo, for me in Buffalo, there's actually no other people doing this at all. So we're unique to these markets. They like our story. They like the fact that I actually go up there and catch some of the fish.
So how do you reach out? How do you gather? How do you get people to know? Is this word of mouth? Is it all social media? Again, the website is SitkaSalmonShares.com and LastManFishing.com. So is that where you get your market? Do you advertise? How do people word of mouth? How do people know that you're doing what you're doing?
We started with just farmers markets and word of mouth, and the idea was to keep it small in the Midwest. Now we're getting into the social media space and having some success there. But really, I personally enjoy the farmers markets because we can talk to people one-on-one. I can tell them what we're doing, and there's nothing beats a face-to-face conversation.
Can people tell that the city folks that go to the farmers markets, can they really tell the difference in the salmon that you're selling them and procuring for them versus what they buy in a grocery store or a fish market or wherever else there may be people that want to buy good salmon?
Absolutely. So we have one of the highest retention rates in this space. And that just, I think, goes to show that there is a difference and people appreciate it. You can tell just by looking at it. There's no color added, so it's not perfect. Sometimes you get a little something that looks imperfect, and that just speaks to the authenticity of the operation. And people appreciate that now. I think people are questioning why they're getting sick, and they're looking at all the options. And we all know that if you just go back to the basics, that could be something.
Well, that's what the American Family Farmer program is all about, going back to the basics. Some people accuse me of being an old curmudgeon because what I grew up around, what I learned, what I've carried forward in taking care of the animals that I have comes from what I grew up around. And that's passé, many people say now. You have to, as Sonny Perdue so ridiculously put it, you got to get big or you got to get out. And that's not the way that I think. I don't think it should be the way that anybody thinks because it doesn't get you good food. It just gets you cheap food. Americans don't like to pay for food anyway, and that brings me around to my next question. How do you price this stuff? How do you know? Do you just go against the market that's in the supermarket, or do you have some concrete facts as to what it costs you to gather up the salmon and ship it down and distribute it?
Well, we know how much that costs. One of the things we do is we pay our fishermen more than the competitors. So that adds a significant cost to our bottom line. But we absorb that cost by explaining it to our customers, and they're, like I said, they're open to it. They understand, and as long as we stay true to our word, you know, I think that there's a little wiggle room in the pricing to absorb that. So we also look at our we have some competitors that are doing the same thing, or trying to. A lot of them are using different cheaper fish from questionable sources, and in fact, one of the big competitors we had just had an expose by the AP that exposed some fraud that they were doing, and they flat out lied about where they got some of their fish, and that wasn't good for them. So we're you know, not growing as fast as those guys because we're staying true to our word. And it is expensive. In fact, you know, we're having a hard time turning a profit. We're expanding, so that's good, and we're paying our fishermen well, and our employees are happy with us. But yeah, it's going to be it's a longer term project, and that's the thing. We're not trying to get in and get out like a lot of these other guys. We're trying.
So how did you get financing to get started? How did you go to a bank? Did you have somebody?
No, actually, the story is a professor from Galesburg, Illinois, went up to Sitka, Alaska, and they were just fundraising for the Sitka Conservation Society. The response in the Midwest from that Alaskan fish was so great that they liked the idea of the CSA model, and that's when CSFs were just starting. We got funding mainly from people that wanted more fish in the Midwest.
Really? Huh.
And from the fishermen. So most of our fishermen are invested in the company. For me to sell Sitka Salmon Shares, my fish, I had to invest in the company. Mm-hmm. So so that's the main source of funding.
Yeah. All right, there's a film called Last Man Fishing. I want to find out more about that as we continue here. Ryan Horwath is with us from the Sitka Salmon Shares website, SitkaSalmonShares.com. A reminder about a great American story. As a matter of fact, I believe that Mike Lindell has a woman who is his CEO. Mike Lindell developed MyPillow and has become sort of a mainstay in the public conversation the last few years, mostly because of his MyPillow, what his story is. He's gotten a little more involved in some political stuff of late. But he does have a product that is on the minds. I mean, when you think about pillows and bedding, sheets, that sort of thing, what's the first brand name that comes to mind? It's no matter whether you buy the stuff or you don't, MyPillow is on the top of everybody's mind when you think about pillows and other things that you need to have a comfortable night's sleep, whether it's the sheets, whether it's the pillowcases, whether it's the mattress topper, it's all there. And right now, the standard queen premium MyPillow and the king are on sale for a ridiculously low 66% off the regular price. So as an example, the standard queen premium MyPillow usually sells for $70. You can buy it right now for $30. How about them apples? A $40 savings, and the same thing applies to the kings. So now is the time to buy. Not only do you get the lowest price, but you get an extension of the 60-day money-back guarantee till March of next year. So if you don't like this stuff, use it all winter. Send it back, get your money back. Who's going to do that? They wouldn't stay in business if that was the case. But, you know, every once in a while, everybody's different. They have different tastes, different needs. Check it all out for yourself, though. Go to MyPillow.com, and on checkout, make sure you do use the discount code DJV. No shipping charges and these fabulous prices. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using DJV.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, or fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I'm going on the website Sitka Salmon Shares right now, so as I can encourage you to go there. The film Last Man Standing. Let's get Ryan Horowath, who's from Sitka Salmon Shares, to tell us what this film is all about.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. So it's Last Man Fishing is about the struggle of the small boat family fishermen in America today. And it's actually been filmed over 4 years. It just released this past fall. And it basically talks about what's going on the East Coast with small boat fishing families, what's going on in Alaska, and it really gives you a perspective on the struggles that we're facing.
I saw an article in one of the Milwaukee papers, and the headline is "There's Nothing Fishy About Sitka Salmon Shares." That's pretty good. That's a good headline. I think a lot of the last man farming. I mean, you look at the numbers and the predictions from some of these gurus who suggest that in the next 20, 25 years, there'll only be 100,000 people in our country growing all the food. And I'm going to bet that the number of people doing what you're doing, these independent boats that go out of Gloucester here in Massachusetts or wherever they may be, they are becoming a rarity because the big companies are coming in and buying everything up. So will this be, though, different? We're going through a seafood revolution. People realize that fish don't come square. So they go to McDonald's and they get a square piece of fish. Where did that come from? And this is the same no matter where. That's not real fish, of course. But this seafood revolution, what's the root of that and how is it taking place?
So we're doing our best to give people another option. I mean, I think a lot of this ties into, you know, food security and options that are presented to folks. And so this is a way that I believe we can give someone an option to have, you know, good food and know what that tastes like. I grew up in Western New York, and I never liked fish because we didn't have the good options.
It's crap. Of course it was. Awful. I'm looking here at some of the things. There are a lot of reviews that are on your website. Best fish I've ever been able to make at home, delivered to your door. This is the most amazing fresh fish you'll ever eat. A lot of reviews, a lot of help, a lot of information on how to do this if you think this is up your alley. Ryan Horowath from Sitka Salmon Shares here on the American Family Farmer. Thanks for the enlightenment, Ryan. Continued good luck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer Keeping Children. I've seen so many activities on farms, you know, the farm family food connection. In my part of the world, the agritourism business, I used to do a lot of it on my farm. This year I stopped because I didn't have any help. But one of my friends who runs the large local produce farm has had a fabulous summer and fall with a lot of children coming, families coming to enjoy. The most recent thing has been the walks and getting lost in the corn maze. He had a sunflower maze that people had a great time with. Pumpkins galore everywhere. The whole farm is strewn with tens of thousands of pumpkins that you can pick. And then there are great products that, you know, he's growing great food. I like fall potatoes myself, frankly. They're the best, man. They are fabulous. Now, having focused on agritourism, with all the children that come onto the farm, you got to keep in your head how to keep them safe on the farm. Certainly because of COVID, we've all had a lot of people coming. You know, on this farm, I see everybody wearing a mask. That's cool. People aren't going to school, so they get kind of they want an outside experience, so they go to the farm, and that's been cool. Celebration, I guess. Maybe I would say that my advice, if that's what this is, or my ideas, keeping children safe, geared to two things. Number one, the children that grow up and work on the farm, your children, and the number of children that come and visit the farm. As we know, agriculture is one of the most dangerous professions in the country. It's true for adults, and it's true for children. And so I find that it's, when I'm thinking about this, I have a couple of kids that work taking care of my animals, and I keep them off the equipment, frankly, because kids today don't know how to, they don't understand how to drive. They don't understand a lot of things about machinery. So I have one kid who does. He actually has his own tractor. And he's become, he's a little naive, but he's learning, and he loves the farm. As a matter of fact, it kind of reminds me of me. Except from the very beginning, I've been around cows all my life, and when I first learned how to drive when I was 9 years old on a Ferguson TO30, that image has never left me. Being careful in the barnyard. Now, I have chickens all over my barnyard, and ducks, and all this stuff. And I remember as a kid, the chickens wandered around the farm, and you had to be careful of them. It's just being conscious. And that's one of the things, because if I'm entitled to have this view, kids today are for the most part pretty damn naive. I think we can all agree on that. So maybe being on the farm has helped them grow up with a little bit more of a worldly attitude or attention to things, like when they feed, they've got to do it the right way. Some teenagers run equipment well. Others are not ready to do that. There's a product of the National Farm Medicine Center called Cultivate Safety. It's at a website, cultivatesafety.org. Some guidelines that can help you determine whether one of the youngsters, either in your family or somebody working on your farm, is capable of doing the job. I'd like to encourage a lot of farmers to get kids in their neighborhood to try to work. Maybe your son or daughter who's that age has friends to bring them on the farm. I'd much prefer to have that going on the farm, frankly, even though it's not a reality, than bring in all of these workers from other countries, frankly. We've sort of lost the ability to keep the farm in the hands of our families. And maybe this is the time for us to look at the situation, involve yourself in a process that keeps the youngsters aware of. There's a cognitive approach to teaching youngsters, and sometimes they grow up around common sense if you have it, so that's a good thing. But in the summertime, I mean, now this time of year, in normal circumstances, the youngsters will be back to school, but they aren't now, and so the fact that there are a lot of youngsters around, I know a couple of farms that use youngsters to when it comes to agritourism, do the farm tours with the wagons. I think that's pretty dangerous. A lot of circumstances, young kids are walking around, kids that aren't experienced drivers. You know, I've seen a few accidents, kids get run over. It's just, you got to be careful. And all these damn ATVs, oh my God. They are responsible for more farm injuries than anything else. Not equipment itself, not the baler, not the chopper, not the planter, but ATV sales gone up amazingly. And with that, if you look at the stats, emergency room doctors see more ATV injuries from the farm than anything else, bar none. So it's very important that we keep that in our minds. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. Check out the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com for older editions of this and the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. The American Family Farmer.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.